We're in Siman Shin Aleph, we're up to Sif Lamed, and we'll be doing Lamed through Lamed Beis. Now, in Sif Chav Tes, we had learned the halacha that if one takes a talis and then rolls it back up and puts it over his shoulders, then he's chayav chatas for carrying it that way. That's not derech levisha, that's considered carrying. If it really is hanging down and covering him, and then he just rolls up part of it, and the way he does it is putting the ends over his shoulder, that's all right. In other words, the difference is he doing it derech levisha or not? In Sif Lamed, he says, "Mutar lotzeis b'reshus harabim b'talis sviv hatzavar." You're allowed to walk out into the street with a talis tied around your neck. Hago afal pi shemeniach tzad yamin al kseifo shel smol. Even though you're putting the right side on the left shoulder, the derech lelav shokach v'lo heve ela kedei lesnos v'shari. You're only doing it because that's the style. What is this? This sounds like a direct contradiction to Sif Chav Tes. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is talking about places where the derech is to wear a talis around one's neck and on the shoulders. Since that is the derech, and the reason he's wearing it is not to carry his talis, but the reason he's wearing that is because that's the way they wore this cloak, so that's considered a malbush. There's nothing wrong with wearing a scarf on Shabbos. With regard to this ramah, there are those who learn that this ramah is really going back on the end of Sif Chav Tes. The Gra, however, learns that it does belong here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't bring down the Shita Sataz, but in the Bir Halacha he does. The Taz holds that in all places you're allowed to do it, but the Mishnah Berurah is Dochit, and he says the reason he didn't bring it down is because he holds it's wrong. Now, the Bir Halacha brings that according to the Magen Avraham, this Halacha will hold true in a Makom, in a place that they wear a talus like that, even if it is a Beged of Dalet Kamfis that has tzitzis on it. So the Prima Gadam asks Akasha, we will later learn that tzitzis are not considered bottle to the beged. They're considered too chashev to be bottle. So he asks, if I'm not wearing it in a way that I'm chayev betzitzis right now, because it's around the neck, and a beged that you just wear around your neck is not chayev betzitzis, so why are the tzitzis bottle to the beged? So his answer is that that's Stavka talking about tzitzis that are puzzle. Here this talus is kosher. I'm just wearing it in a funny way. When a talis is kosher and the tzitzis are kosher, kosher tzitzis are bottled to the beged because they're annoyed to the beged. It's when the tzitzis themselves are posel, there the strings that are left are too kosher, and we'll see why, and they're not bottled. But in a case where I have a kosher talis and I'm just wearing it in a way that wouldn't be mechayev mi betzitzis, but it's also a way that people do wear it, so I'm not chayev ha-hotzah either, there it's mamish mutter. Sif lamed aleph. If somebody went outside carrying, he was mu'utif in his talis, he's wearing his talis, and then he went and rolled it up here on this side and on that side in his hand or on his shoulder, if the reason you bunched it up and are holding it on your hand, we're talking about it's still on you, but you're holding a whole part of it on your hand or on your shoulder, is because you don't want it to get torn or filthy, the halacha is it's aser, because that's not derech levisha. Whereas in kitzam lisnazba keminag anshei amokim babamushan, whereas if this is the style, then the halacha is that it's called derech levisha. You're not doing it for the sake of keeping it clean, you're doing it for the sake of wearing it the way people wear it. That's only in their days where the clothing they wore was one big square piece of clothing. But say our clothing, where you put your arms into it, and you're wearing it the way one does. Let's say your coat is long and you're afraid it's going to get mud on it, or you're afraid you're going to trip on it. There you're allowed to hold the bottom of it up because the whole thing is derech levisha. You're wearing a coat in a regular way. If you're talking about just this four-cornered garment that was one big piece of material, there, if you're holding part of it in your hand, it's not called a levisha. The whole thing is not derech levisha. Here, it's you're wearing it. You're at your sleeves are in it. Your hands are in the sleeves. It just what? The bottom of it is a little too long, so you want to hold it up. That's not echsorin in malbush, that's not considered a masui, and it's absolutely mutter. Mishnah Berurah comes out that that's only if you're lifting it a little bit. But let's say you'll mamish lift your coat in half. You take the whole underside of the coat and pick it all the way up. He says that that's not considered derech levisha. That would be considered a masli. Sif lamed beis hayotze b'mos hatzurim lo b'sadino chayiv. If someone walks out carrying a sheet that has money in it, the halach is that he is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because that is derech otso. That's the way people carry money. Hago avol b'bayis mutter. Says the Ramah, but by in home it's mutter im tzarechlo vafilu ein surim rak shem nukavim. Says the Ramah, in the house you're allowed to carry it. We're not afraid that you're going to forget yourself and walk out with it, provided that the money is not mukta. For example, it's got holes in it. It was made for stringing. It's not money that's being used for commerce anymore. The Mishtabur brings the Gra, who explains that if the money was muktzah, then the sheet that it was sitting in would have been a busis, and there would have been no heter anyway. Lamaisa, there are some who hold that the reason why they were matir here was so that it shouldn't get lost. And the Makam Hefsid, and we'll see a little bit more of it in Sif Lamed Gimel. That's tomorrow's day.